Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review.
Week of Monday, January 22nd, 2024, through Friday, January 26th, 2024. Monday, January 22nd, 2024. Wheatfield man sentenced for his role in debt collection scheme. Greg McKinnon was convicted of conspiring to defraud the United States and was sentenced to serve 36 months in prison and ordered to pay restitution totaling $3,067,341 to the IRS. According to U.S. Attorney Russell T. Appellito, between June 2011 and April 27, 2017, McKinnon operated Vantage Point Services, a debt collection business. McKinnon and others involved in the conspiracy fraudulently and unlawfully collected a debt, earning income exceeding $10,000 every year from such criminal activity. The criminal activity included using illegal tactics to collect on debt, such as coercion by making false threats of arrest to debtors, collecting more than what was owed on a debt, and attempting to collect a debt that had already been paid in full. McKinnon and his co-conspirators diverted money that represented the unlawful proceeds of illegal debt collection activities employed by Vantage Point Services to other debt collection business entities controlled by co-conspirators. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, January 23rd, 2024. Albuquerque investment broker sentenced to 2 years in prison for Ponzi scheme, failure to file tax returns. Richard Kessler was sentenced to 24 months of imprisonment for fraud charges and 12 months imprisonment for tax charges. According to court documents, Kessler was self-employed as a financial advisor and investment broker doing business as Guardian Group Investments, LLC. Between 2013 and 2016, several investors entrusted Kessler with retirement funds totaling more than $161,000. Kessler represented to those investors that he would place their retirement funds in qualified investment accounts. Instead, Kessler deposited investors' retirement funds into his company's business savings accounts. From there, Kessler converted and expended those funds through transfers to a personal bank account, cashier's checks that he would use for personal expenses, and cash withdrawals. Kessler also used a portion of the investors' retirement funds to make payments to earlier investors to replace funds that he had previously misappropriated. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, January 24th, 2024. Central Coast man previously charged in bribery scheme faces new charges relating to real estate deal. Ryan Wright, aka Ryan Pettit, was named in a superseding indictment that alleges a scheme to defraud investors in a Texas real estate project. The new indictment adds 14 counts of wire fraud, 3 counts of attempted bank fraud, and 1 count of access device fraud. The fraud scheme alleged in the superseding indictment related to a proposal to develop luxury homes in Dripping Springs, Texas. From October 2021 through October 2023, when Wright knew he was under investigation in the alleged corruption scheme, Wright allegedly solicited funds for the real estate development and diverted investor money to pay for criminal defense attorneys retained in connection with the bribery investigation, as well as for personal expenses, including a luxury condominium in Beverly Hills. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent unless and until proven guilty by a court of law. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, January 25th, 2024. Las Vegas area accountant sentenced to prison for bribery and tax fraud. Dustin M. Lewis, a Las Vegas area accountant, was sentenced to 13 months in prison for his role in separate bribery and tax fraud conspiracies. Lewis was a certified public accountant employed by L.L. Bradford and Company. Beginning in February 2015 through about February 2016, Lewis conspired with and paid a public official with the U.S. Department of Interior's Bureau of Reclamation, USBR, more than $150,000 in bribes and kickbacks. In exchange for those payments, Lewis's co-conspirator, who was a member of the selection committee responsible for awarding government contracts to perform auditing services for USBR programs, steered a contract to L.L. Bradford & Company. Lewis and his co-conspirators also conspired to file a false 2013 corporate tax return and other tax forms on behalf of six business entities that collectively claimed over $11 million in fraudulent business deductions. Lewis's conduct caused a tax loss to the IRS of more than $1.5 million. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Friday, January 26, 2024. Serial fraudster sentenced for role in multiple investment fraud schemes. Daniel Thomas Broyles Sr., a.k.a. Dan Thomas, was sentenced to 4 years in prison for his role in two high-yield investment fraud schemes in which he and his co-conspirators defrauded elderly and other vulnerable victims out of millions of dollars. According to court documents, Broyles participated in a high-yield investment fraud scheme involving a sham company named Nieto Industries, Inc. Broyles conspired with Nieto's CEO, Robert Leslie Stencil, and others to defraud Nieto's investors. Together, Broyles, Stencil, and others falsely portrayed Nieto as a leader in electric vehicle manufacturing and converting vehicles to run on compressed natural gas. In reality, Broyles knew or intentionally avoided learning that Nieto was merely a sham company that lacked any operational facilities or proprietary technology, and virtually all investors' funds were being dispersed among the co-conspirators and not used to promote Nieto's business. Source: U.S. Department of Justice, 2024. Interested in jumpstarting your career with a new certification? Contact Executive Director Scott McCone at scott@abfa.us for more information regarding our current certification offerings.